Like wherever you're from, Central Kansas has its share of stories about its unique citizens. Special people who somehow captured the imagination of the folks who lived here. Marty Keenan, a fifth-generation Kansan from Stafford and Barton counties, tells about one such legendary person in these parts, Pelican Pete.
Elias Pelton was his birth name, and Pelican Pete is a guy who was a very smart guy, born and raised in Medicine Lodge, Kansas, which is down on the southern border of Kansas. He was very bright, went to college, and was in graduate school, and something happened. It's unclear whether it was some kind of mental breakdown or a broken romance or whatever, and he just decided to check out and go off the mainstream path, and he got a homestead right against the salt marsh and spent the rest of his life there living right there on the salt marsh by himself and, you know, with all the birds and animals.
Thanks to the locals, and through stories spread by the hunters and tourists, Pelican Pete has entered into the folklore of these lands. The man was essentially a hermit who lived in a small structure on what is now the refuge. He was not one to catch, clean, and cook his own meals. Whatever his faults, he's still remembered today.
So whenever there was a hunting party or some generous farmer nearby who would feed him, he would eat everything under the sun. And that's why they called him Pelican Pete, was because, not because of the connection to the refuge, but because pelicans had this ability to put all this food in their gullet, and he would eat people out of a house and home when he had a chance to.
Pelican Pete wasn't simply tolerated. He was embraced and cared for by many people. Pete Meggers works for the Quivira National Wildlife Refuge and is another multi-generational member of the community. His family used to own part of the land that is now the refuge.
And as the time goes on, there's story after story. And my father and my grandfather, who lived on the refuge before it was a refuge over on the east side, when there was teams of horses, they would move over, and he would take a team and wagon over to get a load of hay. Well, my grandmother would send slab of bacon, loaf of bread, a jar of chicken and noodles, whatever happens to be available, and my dad would drop it off to Pelican Pete, and then he would go on in and get his load of hay and then go on home.
Sometimes Pelican Pete wouldn't wait for a meal to be brought to him.
And so he would show up at your house uninvited and would want to eat supper or dinner with you. And so people would allow him to come in to their houses and eat supper or dinner.
But this man, Pelican Pete, was no simple mooch. He brought something to the people as well.
He was an unusual individual. He was very versed in the Bible, versed in Shakespeare, and of course math. And that brought a lot of character to this area, and so a lot of people went to him for the knowledge he had, because he was very interesting to talk to.
He helped local school children with complex math problems. He was interesting to talk to. He could quote Shakespeare and the Bible and hold lengthy discussions about astronomy. But is that really enough for an entire region to take care of one odd person? Perhaps the answer is more apparent when you consider the community and not the individual.
I think it's a sense of community, a family, that if you're here, you're family. And you see that when there's like natural disasters like a tornado or whatever, but it's really true in everyday life. The basic friendliness of the people and the trusting nature of the people here, it's not like a big showy thing. It's just, you know, this guy is one of us. He's a part of our community. Let's take care of him.
Pelican Pete passed away in the 1940s. And more than a half a century later, he is still a legend. People still share the stories with family and friends. The Pelican Pete Pig Out, held every year in Stafford, takes place in the spring. It's named after his famous appetite. But perhaps Pete Meggers explains the attraction best.
But he was part of the history of the marsh up there, and he is kind of a hermit of the marshes, as people say, and back at that time. And his spirit still walks. You can feel it.
As you walk through the marsh or drive on the byway, remember that it's the people who make the region what it is, give it its character and stories. The view is scenic, but true beauty is found in the heart of the community.